What's up, Geekscapists? Welcome to a brand new Geekscape episode, and just like the ones that you've heard for the last 9 years, we're going to be talking movies, video games, and comics. All your friends are here. It's right. I'm Jonathan London. This over here is Kenny Craig.
How's it going, Jonathan
London? That's my co-host. We're going to be talking movies, video games, and comics again. That's what we're talking about, and this is no different here. We got a really special episode. Here we got four Power Rangers in the house.
Four? not three, but four.
We have four.
Yes, sir.
Like, this is
how many
crowded house.
How many languages can we count to four in?
I don't know.
One.
I can do two. But we got Jason Font over here.
What's up, everyone?
Aaron Cahill.
What's up?
Hello.
Original Ranger Walter Jones.
Yo, what up?
And Azeem Risk, a.k.a. Maximum Risk, a.k.a. Risk Zone, a.k.a.
Risky.
No bag.
Someone better write all of those down, because I already forgot half of them.
Yeah.
Those are great
Maximum
nicknames.
Risk.
Maximum Risk is good.
That's a good one.
Maximum Bag.
Yeah,
Where's the bag coming from?
I don't know. He just said no bag.
Listen,
I wanted to mix.
When you want
to
take a risk,
maximum bag.
You don't wear a bag.
This is true.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to touch that
sexual,
one.
Well,
it's a car reference.
Walter's the dad. These guys are dads. They know what they're talking about.
All three of them are dads?
No.
How are children born?
Well, Aaron's drinking something. I don't know what that's for, but we have our guesses.
That's a rum and
coke. We have our guesses.
That's a rum and coke.
I'm drinking a rum and coke. Guys, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 2
o'clock. So, yes, it's a rum and coke.
So she started late.
Risky digits?
Yes!
Keep going.
Oh, I like that.
Throughout the show, if you guys want, just tweet at us and let us know what your suggestions are for Azeem's nicknames, and we'll throw it out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Risky Jason's nickname.
Risky digits. Mr. Fontenelle,
risky,
please.
Okay, Risky Digits.
Mr. Fontenelle, please.
Fontenelle,
please. Sir.
Is that because he's so soft?
Yeah, and tasty.
No, by the way, your hair is incredibly soft.
My hair?
Yeah, we just.
We were rubbing hair in a moment,
and I was like, I don't even ever want
to
move.
So, Geekscapist, if you're trying to find out,
you know, it's a little, it's cloud based.
What the rhyme?
Right now.
So,
by the way, you now have lice.
So I'm trying to. So let me maintain some semblance of order up in the house. Because the reason I asked these four people onto the show, not just that I'm a fan of theirs and we met at the Kamikaze Live about a month or two ago, and I was like, I love you guys. It's because you guys are all involved in this thing called The Order, which is having its crowdfunding going on right now. And this is something that I started seeing teases of through social media. I thought the social media buildup to this crowdfunding campaign, it's on Kickstarter or
Indiegogo.
I thought the buildup was awesome because you guys started doing these symbols, and then the symbols started showing these video clips of you guys with like action, you know, little action scenes of you guys with like SWAT rifles and SWAT gear. And then the character posters came out where I was like, oh, there's some magic, some mystery. Aaron's got this mysterious like psychopath, like psychic ability.
So is it psychic or psychopathic?
I'm still on the fence. We're going to clarify that. But I was like, oh, what is this? And then, of course, you guys launched the crowdfunding, and I was like, oh, great. You guys are trying to make this movie, and the movie needs all of your help, Geekscapists, because I think it's cool that you guys are doing it. It's a bit of a departure. Can you guys tell me like what it's about? Like, what is The Order? How much are you allowed to tell me?
Okay, so this is a huge mystery, actually.
It's good.
Even to you guys?
Even to us.
I hope it's
not 100% sure what we're allowed to tell you.
I don't know what we're doing.
So I'm going to go with both everything and nothing.
Okay.
We're hoping that you guys are going to see the Power Rangers movie, and you're going to see the movie with the Power Rangers.
Yes.
And
okay.
The Order is the movie with the Power Rangers.
That's right.
Right.
So this is going to be action packed. We're all in it, and I think that's all.
And there are other Power Rangers. There are other former Power Ranger actors in it.
Yeah, probably like 14 or 15, 18.
Oh, yeah. 18, right. 18.
Dude,
yeah,
look at that cast.
The Order.
That's fucking amazing.
Look at those people. And then
that's really well said, Azeem.
Into the mic, please, ma'am. Please.
Oh, that's really well said, Azeem. It's not a Power Ranger movie. It's a movie with a lot of Power Rangers in it.
It's pretty awesome. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
And how have the fans been? Have they responded to this thing?
Yeah.
Like, they're pouring in.
They're loving it.
Yeah, they're loving it. And, you know, it's interesting because it's the movie that the fans have wanted to see forever long. And so we're finally going to make it. And with the help of the fans, it'll be an amazing project.
So this Lionsgate movie, the big budget Power Rangers one, is this a reaction to it? Or is it just one of the things where it's like, you know what, they happen to be making their movie. We've had this idea for a while to be making this movie.
I mean,
and this is who we want to put in it.
Right.
Right.
This movie's been in the works for years.
Okay.
And I know with you guys, I'm sure on your seasons, everyone was always talking about, man, why don't we all get together? Why don't we make a movie? Why don't we make a movie? We have all these terrific actors.
It just happened,
all this talent.
It just happened at the same time.
And there's a reason Cameron Gibbo's not here. Like they were like, don't tell Cameron.
Oh, I forgot you two were married. Oh my gosh, I forgot to invite him.
Cameron's a good friend, but I didn't see. Hey, Cameron, I love you. I'm gonna get you on Geekscape, but like I haven't seen you in any of the cast stuff. So I was like, let's just promote the crowdfunding, and then Cameron, you're gonna come on Geekscape by yourself. You don't have to share mics. You know,
for sure. It makes sense.
But this one, I just wanted to do an episode that was about the Order to get you guys on the crowdfunding thing. And then this thing, how much time is left on this thing? Does it roll into Comic-Con? Or
we got about 2 more months left in the funding. And what's awesome about this, actually, the funding is it's giving the fans an opportunity to really be involved. I mean, there's depending on what you invest in us in the movie, you'll have opportunities to be in the movie, to actually do action scenes or have lines.
Our stunt doubles. Exactly. You can take all the risks for me. Kenny, for $10,000.
I'm going to get punched.
It's a great investment, isn't it?
Want to get punched in the face by Azeem Risk Factor?
Yeah, they'll pay
Risk Factor, like it.
Or kicked or sliced or something, yeah.
That's cool. So, like, tell me about, like, your characters. Like, tell me about the psychic powers or, like, whatever shady stuff you're doing.
I Funny you should mention that, because I do work out of the shade in this movie.
Oh, wow.
So are these super-powered individuals? Is this basically Power Rangers Civil War? Is this, like...
No.
Because I see two teams, like,
Their superpowers are all human-based. We're living in a Batman-esque world here.
Okay.
Where, like, we can... The problems that people have are purely psychological, and the abilities they have are based on
skill
biceps. And biceps.
Yep.
Really, mostly Jason Font's biceps.
Yeah, just biceps.
And Walter too.
Hey. So Aaron is like. So this is more of the bat dance than any psychic ability. Like this is her doing the
yeah,
doozy.
She's a dancer.
Do you remember the Batuzzi from like 60s Batman?
Yeah.
That's the best gif of all time.
Yeah.
Dancing.
But if you see the picture of Aaron, she's like.
Uh-huh. Very Poison Ivy.
My powers are.
Yeah.
You just hypnotize people with like peace signs over your eyes and dance.
And Jason, like, so Jason, like, what's your character, if you could say it? Like, what are your powers? Not powers, but specialties, I think is what we're talking about here.
Mm.
Everybody's
skills.
Like a specialty. One is a sniper, one
set
is like
of
a skills.
Skill.
Yeah, you know what? It's an undercover group of agents, almost like a Navy SEAL FBI thing.
Sure.
And that's what happens. And God, I'm so confused what we can say.
Say it all.
Are they all
we all die and we all have sex together. So there's
Jesus.
That.
Wait,
can I say that?
Your entire movie just got crowdfunded. Three
Bingo.
We want to see Walter Hill lose that vest. Walter Jones. Walter Hill is the director who did like 48 Hours and
The
Warriors.
Oh, that's awesome. But I'm not.
I want to lose the vest and the arm.
That's because when I say Walter, I'll immediately go to Walter. I'm like, he's the one who did. Got it. So, like, what is it? Because I see two teams. Are there two teams? Like, are there? I don't know what the hell the story is about. The Order is like, let's get this thing in order, people.
They're chaos and order.
Yeah, it's
kind of a balance between the two.
Let's just say.
What's the plot? How much of the plot can you tell me?
Not much.
Jesus, these people want this thing funded. Or what? I don't know what I'm paying for here.
Okay,
it's an undercover group of agents that are like basically. Oh, look at him.
Yeah.
So there's a.
He's got that scarf on.
Yeah.
Do we love that scarf?
I don't know if we did. It's a little bit like Fred from Scooby-Doo. He's wearing that ascot.
The ascot.
You know, it's like the new
version.
Just
give it a chance and see what happens.
Your entire
like a
body.
007 ascot.
You should see what he can do with that scarf. I'm just saying.
Yeah. He choked somebody out with that?
Yeah.
It's very, I don't know, it's very Abercrombie to me.
Yeah. And that was all Karen's idea. But they have this group of agents that things go awry and there becomes a
Ripped?
Civil War type situation. I can say that.
So they're on a mission. Maybe there's a little bit behind the scenes going on that they're not privy to. Mm. Shit hits the fan. Mm. Some people have this response. Some people have this response. They got to figure it out and not lose their heads in the process.
Although
some people lose their heads. Right, right. Because the scarf's on too tight.
But there's no superpowers. There's no superpowers.
No superpowers.
It's regular people who have an intense ability to fight.
Navy so if you like Delta Force, Navy SEALs, Charlie Sheen's Navy SEALs, things like that, you like that. So.
Yeah. I'd like to talk about the tone a little, because to me it feels very much like Expendables meets Shoot 'Em Up.
That's cool. So it's loud like that.
Yeah, it's going to be like, did you guys ever see Shoot 'Em Up?
Absolutely.
No.
You remember that? It had this like this wonderful camp to it, where he'd have all these great lines. What was the one he had with the carrot?
No, I don't know.
He put like a carrot in the
The barrel of the gun.
Not in the barrel.
That's Clive Owen, right? That's like Clive Owen.
Clive Owen, yeah. He put the carrot in the trigger, and it kept shooting, and he threw it, and it shot a bunch of people in midair.
Jeez.
And then he yelled, "What's up, Doc?"
Awesome. Hey, is the script still being written for this thing? There's still an opportunity to add that.
Right, exactly.
At a certain investment level, folks.
There will be
with you guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and, you can add your own line.
You guys, any line you want.
Whoever invests, anything. Invest $500,000 in this thing, and you can write whatever the hell you want on it. All right? We haven't put up that level yet, but we're working on it. let's take a quick break here at Z Hollywood to show you guys some more things that we have to offer here on the network. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more, and I will try and pull more secrets out of these guys.
Woo,
but the Power Rangers,
good luck.
They've been trained.
You can try.
All right. We're back.
We're back.
With the cast of The Order. If you guys want to be a part of it, go to Indiegogo.com, search for The Order, and throw them a couple bucks.
Lots
and,
of cool perks.
You know, there's some cool perks. What are some of the coolest perks that you guys have available to the audience?
Side posters. Speaking lines
was big. Those were $500 a pop. There's 10 of them. They went in the first, like, day.
Really?
Yeah. There's also some where you can be part of one of the action scenes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can get killed. Or like
if you
shot
want,
up or like
I mean,
or
if you want,
if you, I mean, honestly, I think somebody should do it and say, "I want the helicopter to get me," but not like.
I
want to
get thrown in a plane engine.
Yeah. I want to get thrown out of a speeding car.
If you're gonna go, go loud. You know what I mean?
Go loud.
That's how.
Yeah.
That's how
Maskimo. Yeah. Shout out. Personal voice message. All right.
I want to be the opposite.
You can have the font call you.
A personal voice message. Hey there, guys. Who's the font?
A digital PDF of the movie script. You know what? I might actually.
We send naked selfies for the $125.
Can I get the movie script now? Yeah, okay, $50.
Guys, can we get it right
now?
Yes. Here comes naked selfie by Azeem.
If I pay,
whoa, what?
Yeah,
what
one's
there? Where's that?
If I pay $50 right now, can I get the script so I know what the movie's about?
Yeah.
Can we do that right now?
That'd be after the movie's on.
How much for Jason's scarf?
Exactly.
How much for that?
That's pricey. That's probably going to run you 10 G's. Yeah.
Well, that's cheaper than it was when we bought it down in like Beverly Hills or something.
Oh, that skirt is from Paris. That was actually.
You see, what did I tell you?
Yeah.
What did I tell you? Once you,
it's
you
not
put
mine,
in,
but those carrots.
Yeah.
That was
in, like,
all Paris. Her idea. That was all carrots.
Oh, so that was a female scarf. Yeah, we knew that. Anyway.
It all plays in later.
The scarf pulls out like a basket.
Transgender
Karen,
school.
He's like, "You've all been played. I identify as." I don't know. Anyway,
that was
scripts
not
written
going
yet.
Somewhere
I was going
there.
I was going there. So guys, tell me about your actual characters. Like Maximum Risk. Like, what do you like? What's your character? Because you guys all have specialties. Like, what's your specialty?
I am the technician. So I'm in charge of everything techie. Anytime anything cool happens,
you're not there.
They're all gonna take the credit for it.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be the one that made it.
What's your? Do you have a character name?
The technician. That's what I go by. I go by the technician.
Okay. I mean, how many more drugs?
No, we've gone back and forth on like a couple names.
Right. Maximum Risk is in there though, right?
But that is an option. Okay. Maximum Risk is
Risky Digits.
Risky Digits. Well, okay. Risky Digits is now going to replace Risky Business.
Okay.
Because that was just a little too
on the
nose.
And then Maximum Risk, you don't know yet.
Maximum Risk is what we're going with now as of about 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
And we may continue with that.
Okay, Run the Risk. There's one.
This is good.
I have to say, Azeem's character is one of my favorite characters in the script.
You just have to say that.
No, really. Okay. It's when you see it, when
me
you
too,
read
actually.
It, it's a delicious character, and he's so well suited for him.
It really is.
And who do you play, ma'am? Who do you play? Please tell us. Tell us here
play,
in this.
So we're all members of this.
She's like the love interest. You motherfuckers.
Actually, it's not really one of those kind of things per se. There's
what's your character's name?
Evelyn.
Yeah, Evelyn.
Wait, she gets a name, and this motherfucker is the specialist. Yeah. The technician?
The Evelyn.
She actually gets a character
name.
The Evelyn.
Wait, she gets a character name.
She also has the Michael Jackson.
She gets a character name, and you get like a name tag at Pet Boys? Like, is that what
this is? Yeah, well, because
he contributed more than
us. This is what we discussed. We talked about me having a name, and we realized, no, the technician would know that if he had a name, his whole life could be hacked.
That's right.
So if he goes by the technician, no one can ever find him.
Okay.
And he is very paranoid. Okay, unlike me, I'm
yeah,
totally
sure.
not. Yeah. Except, wait, what was that? And You're right.
Take no risk.
What?
Take no risk.
Oh, gosh, this is going to be risk-free.
They know if your name's the technician, they'll have to go through 45 million Google pages before they ever find you.
Oh, you'll never find
me. Yeah, if you ever just Google the technician.
So you're Evelyn?
No, I was joking. That's
okay, what is your character name? What is your character name?
I'm pretty sure it's Emily.
Okay.
Maybe it's Invalid.
It's been so long. Like, I'm trying to remember. So,
Okay, so her name is Invalid? What is this? What's happening here?
Yeah.
So my character, she's part of this team of people, the mercenaries, as Walter said, which is genius. Right. And our whole thing is we're behind the scenes saving the world in ways that you don't know about.
Sure.
Like
badass Illuminati.
Like Assassin's Creed.
So the order is like a badass Illuminati.
It's like a badass Illuminati. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Only because of thanks to the technician, we have all the cool toys.
So the technician's like you see all, you hack it. You know, and then it's like you guys are needed in blank part of the globe.
There's a reason they hired Take No Risk in this.
And it's like, okay, we'll leave you behind.
I like it.
Okay, so you can't fight, and so they go and do it, the dirty work.
I have an army of drones that I control with special gloves.
With the risky digits?
This isn't in there yet. Yeah, with the risky digits.
Oh, Kenny didn't even have to contribute.
Yeah.
But you do. Indiegogo.com, search for the order. Anyway. So Cahill, what can we expect your character to do?
Well, my character is she's good at gunplay and at fighting. So okay. I got to do a really fun fight scene with Karen Ashley. That was, we both joked, was like one of the highlights of our lives.
Uh-huh.
And then I've shot guns since I was 8, really in real life.
Okay.
So I got to do a couple fun things with guns, which I'm really excited to do more of. And we all have different things. Like some of us do swords, some of us do more, you know,
hand-to-hand
stuff.
Okay.
So we all have different kind of specialties.
And Jason, you're like a bruiser? Like, what's your kind of thing?
You know what? My character's name was Connor.
Hulk smash!
Uh-huh. Yes! Hulk smash!
Yeah. Like the Kool-Aid man? Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Breaks through a wall. Right through the wall. My character's name was Connor, and this guy has a certain confidence and arrogance about him. That's what the description was. That's what gets him in trouble.
Okay.
There's a real close relationship with one of the other characters, and they have a real good relationship together.
Kane.
But Kane. Yeah, it was Connor and Kane. Who
plays
Kane? I thought it was the technician.
Who plays that?
I saw the eye gaze across the table.
It's going to change.
It's going to change.
Okay.
So somebody didn't donate it.
Can I say that?
I literally have no idea.
Johnny Young Bosch!
Yeah.
I'm going to say
that. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Say that right now?
I don't know.
That's fine. Got fired. That's
it's
great.
Out.
If you guys have a place that I can work here, maybe in the back, I can do microphones.
So how much did Johnny donate?
How much? $18,000.
And you're kind of like, so you guys are like a duo.
18,000,
exactly.
The character Connor and Kane are very close.
Like Fire and Ice.
Yeah. Like Fire okay. Rose.
Whoa, is that a Blades of Glory reference?
Maybe. No, probably before that, but don't worry about it. And Walter, who do you play?
I play Cole. I am a weapons specialist, and I guess you could say my personality traits are kind of obstinate. I don't like to be told what to do.
Right. Yeah. So you guys, are you guys all loose cannons? We can't have a team of just loose cannons, can we?
No. I mean, you know, there's
Shit, there you are.
Yeah.
See, now when you're cold, you don't just wear a scarf. You also wear the hoodie and the jacket.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's just what I'm trying. That's all I'm saying, Jason.
Your forehead gets cold, though.
Jason,
it's winter fashion. Come on. We expect you to know all about this stuff.
Okay.
His head gets cold. My neck gets cold. Between the two of us, we're fine.
Yeah. He's not a loose cannon. He just has
not a loose cannon. He's just, he's...
itchy trigger finger.
He gets angry easily.
But notice, two different character descriptions. They're going to be...
Right.
We're not all loose cannons by far.
It's not all the same.
No, not at all. I mean, we're all, it's an organized group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously we couldn't be this elite force if we didn't have some semblance of self-control.
Right.
But, it varies.
What, how much have you guys shot? Because I'm looking at these videos that you guys are using as teasers, and you guys are still raising money. Like, the meat of this thing has to be shot.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. These are teasers that you were shooting, or just like...
Well, we have actual trailer.
Get you guys going.
Trailer to kind of give you a really good... feeling of what the movie is about.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the quality of it. So.
Yeah, these guys have this thing, I have to say, very, very calculated, well laid out. This is not... We seem kind of sporadic here.
No comment. I mean, I invited the actors. I knew what I was doing.
But they have a very well thought out plan that's going to be slowly
Do they want to come on the show? Okay. Fucking with you, Jason. I love you.
Wait, no, he's telling the truth, though. Karen Ashley and David Fielding have been, this has been their brainchild for a while. Right.
And how'd you guys meet these guys?
So, they're also, David Fielding was Zordon in the original.
Wow.
Yeah. And Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
He's like, if I cannot beat you, I will control you.
Something like that. Yeah. But his mouth doesn't move.
Oh.
And then Karen Ashley was second Yellow Ranger.
That's pretty awesome.
Yellow Ranger, actually.
And so this is one of these creative things, like, what I really want to do is direct.
Yeah.
Is like, what was going down. And then you guys were like, okay, let's do it.
And Johnny Young Bosch is also part of the producing team and directing.
Is there any non-Power Ranger, like, invited to this party? Or is it like, sorry?
Yeah, you have to pay. You have to pay. Yeah, like 12.
It's a very expensive cover, but you're, of course, invited.
You can come in. You just, hey, the guy at the door, he can probably kick your ass and do a couple flips, but good luck.
And we also have a couple of special guest stars that are not Rangers that are going to be part of it.
Sure, but they had to pay.
No, we'll have to pay them.
Yeah. That's cool. So Elizabeth Banks is in this?
Yep. No.
Is that what you're saying?
Right? As Rita, Rita, not Rita?
Poison Ivy Rita.
As Poison Ivy Rita. Yeah.
That Margarita. That's her name. Gotcha. That should be your name in the movie. Margarita.
Margarita.
Yeah, Lemon Lime Margarita.
With the zingers.
I think that's what we got. You know what? It's Geekscape. We've been here a while. If you guys are veterans and listeners, you know, this is just par for the course. This is the way it goes.
This is how we roll.
I mean, it is an executive nine-hole course. But it's still part of the course.
And, okay, so this thing wraps in 2 months.
Golf references.
Right? Like, this thing wraps in 2 months, how soon would you guys go into this production?
We want to get it done by the end of the year.
Woo! How many pages of script?
Over 250, I think.
So, don't even play that game.
You've seen Lord of the Rings, haven't you?
Yeah.
The Fellowship.
Did you see The Hobbits Part 1 and 2? Yeah.
Do you want all three Lord of the Rings in one movie? Oh, this is it.
Yeah.
But is this something that it's a movie. This is clearly a movie. It's not like a web series. It's not like a thing. This is a movie, and then if it does well, could we have
a franchise? Right.
Okay, that's called back order.
Yeah.
Mm. That's well,
the thing
order?
Is, if you, when you imagine that, how many casts of Power Rangers there have been,
right.
there's a wide group of talent that we have access to.
Let me call Cameron Jibo. Let me be like, hey, dude, you still got a reason to live.
For those of you who don't know who Cameron Jibo is, he was the Silver Ranger on Power Rangers Mega Force and Super Mega Force.
Oh, there you go.
I love that kid.
And him and Jonathan were actually supposed to get married back in 2010.
Yeah, but the law got
repealed.
But
it wasn't the right time.
It wasn't the right time, but you know what? You know what? We can still talk to each other over microphones and pretend like he's here spirit.
We could call him.
In spirit. He's dead.
Geekscapers, let's take another one of those breaks. We'll get trust me, we'll get it together. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more Power Rangers. We'll talk a little bit more about the Order. But thanks for hanging with us so far. We're not done yet, so hang tight here on Geekscape.
Woo! Woo!
Hey, what's up, Geekscapers? We're back here on Geekscape. Z Hollywood, we're talking to the cast of The Order, or some of the cast. It's a huge cast. If you're a Power Ranger fan, this is going to be your favorite movie
ever
of next year because, well, I know there's another Power Ranger movie coming out, but this one actually has Power Rangers in it. It's called The Order, and you guys can be a part of it by going to Indiegogo.com and look at some of the perks. Can we bring in the perks back up, guys? Like the list of perks here at Z Hollywood? Thanks, guys.
Jonathan, I just noticed the yin and yang of our attire today. Like your shirt? Your shirt versus my shirt. Yeah. Like that's a fucking host.
I'm wearing a drug-free shirt. You're wearing a Tequila Patron shirt. Okay, well.
There you go.
Kenny, you complete me, though. Like, we all know that.
That together, we're actually one functioning human being.
Yeah. Oh, don't give us too much credit. So we got $30 for a solo Mostly order function? Autograph picture. We got a digital PDF of the movie script for $50.
In the brain.
If you guys want
a cast photo.
A cast photo would be cool. A DVD copy some of the Order movie. Is there a Blu-ray copy? Or a Blu-ray more? I don't know.
To be determined.
Sure what? Yeah, you guys are having trading cards? That's awesome.
Man, trading cards would be cool.
Not a huge fan of Blu-ray, so I'm hoping it just sticks to DVD.
The DVD. That's
another thing.
DVDs.
I could make the jump, Azeem.
How much for my Betamax?
I couldn't do it.
The
I just refuse.
I can't do the jump.
Wait. Are you serious?
You stick to the HD DVD and the Xbox 360.
You guys stick to DVD?
I really do. Well, not on every movie. Not on every movie, but you know what? The thing that did it for me was when I saw James Cameron's Avatar.
Yeah.
That on Blu-ray, I just couldn't handle.
What do you mean? You were like, wait, were you tripping at the time? Like, what do you mean?
I wasn't. Acid and Avatar does not mix.
You do not belong here.
I was sober, and I just
maybe get on the drug free side of the
maybe
table.
Maybe it's because I could I could see the CG
right
so well in Blu-ray.
It was too good.
It was so good.
Crisp, yeah.
It was so good.
And you were like, this looks fake. Like it doesn't look anything like.
But then I saw it. I saw it in 3D first, and then I saw it in 2D, and I loved it in 2D. And then I saw it in Blu-ray, and I was like, ah,
those floating islands were too believable.
Yeah, and then I saw it on DVD, and I know you're messing with me here, but I'm serious.
This is, it was too much.
This is, yeah.
And you're it was just fuzzy enough to be believable.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah. Helen Keller must love every movie.
But in the Blu-ray, the characters didn't act believable either, did they?
What's that?
In the Blu-ray, the characters didn't act believable either, did they?
I can't comment on that. did our mics go out?
No, you're good. You're good. James Cameron's back there being like, no, how dare they critique my movie? Don't worry. The five sequels will come out someday.
How dare they critique Dancing with Wolves? Pretty much the same shit.
If you guys are Geekscape listeners, you remember my thoughts on
Avatar.
I had it. Don't worry. We saw the movie. I saw
your
it
thoughts
once.
Were you couldn't even remember the title.
I saw it once. It was a movie.
Yeah.
So let's what it was.
I would love to be in that world, but that's about it.
Yeah. So Walter, guys, like, tell me, this thing is kind of a departure from your characters on Power Rangers. What do you tell the fans of Power Rangers who are like, hey, I didn't get enough of you as that ranger? Like, is this liberating to be playing this character? Are there elements that are we going to find familiar in your characters? Or, like, what do you say to these fans who are going to be donating and who are into this movie?
Well, it's kind of like this. I mean, I've been acting for 23 years since Power Rangers is the beginning of my acting career. And I've done lots of different characters.
Sure.
And this is a different character. He's just not Zach at all. But, you know, I mean, the abilities that we all have from Power Rangers. We're all martial artists. We're all, you know, weapons. We know how to handle ourselves. And so those skills that we have, we bring to this film, and it'll be showcased.
So the personality different, tone different, character different, skills, and still the flair and some of the cool stuff you love to watch.
If you think about Expendables, then you think about this is a movie with Power Ranger actors that's like an Expendables with Power Rangers.
Cool.
So as all the actors in all of you guys versus all the people in the Expendables as actors, like not your characters, you guys would kick their ass easy?
Well, we have the technician.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy.
That's
the X-Factor Mickey Rourke.
Exactly, right?
They have Mickey Rourke, who's an X-Factor, and he probably bites. Probably does some weird stuff.
If he can even reach your face with the cheek implants.
And you know what? If you talk about Expendables,
I'm sorry, his cheeks died years ago.
From Expendables 1, Eric Roberts, also a host here on Z Hollywood. Yep. So you know what? Like, Eric is on our side now. You guys need Eric? We can get you Eric.
Oh, okay.
Let's
cool.
get you in there.
Let's get him on the phone.
Guys, is Eric doing anything right now?
I think Eric Roberts uses phones. He's like,
let's just stop before we call Andy Dick, right? Let's
yeah. You guys need Andy Dick as a villain.
You guys need Andy. Hey, we got him here at Z Hollywood.
Whoa, that could be really fun.
Yeah,
could
be different. Yeah.
Aaron,
So this is a departure.
Should we get Andy Dick?
This is refreshing for you guys to play.
Yeah, it's
how R-rated do you guys get though? Because Power Rangers, we think of it as like we were kids and we watched it as kids. Like, does this go? Is it
an adult movie?
Would this say this is an R-rated movie?
Yeah, this is an adult.
How much do you pay?
I think it's going to be more PG-13.
More PG-13? Yeah. Can we pay for an R? Like, at what budget level do we get an R?
If you want it to be
say
an R,
for twice,
you just,
right?
You just have to get us a mil.
Okay.
What about NC-17?
Ooh, interesting.
I want a donation level called Let's See Font Flaunt. That's what I want.
Whoa.
Is there a way to see, can we do that?
Launch. That happens every day. We
can
don't
we hashtag that? Can we make that a trend? Can we
get that trending? Go to his Twitter.
This is like, guys, I think we're on to a new dance.
Going back in time,
the font flaunt.
The font flaunt.
There you go.
Is better than the turtle. Remember the Lisa Turtle?
No,
you guys do. Saved by the Bell when she Saved by the Bell when Lisa Turtle had to do the turtle because she broke her
cast. Saved by the Bell. Was that a show back
you
in...
You get the hell out of here.
Before he was born.
So how much did you guys actually have creative input on these characters? You know, obviously you guys were really familiar with everybody involved. It's like a family. You guys were like a family getting together and shooting a home video where a bunch of people do a bunch of ninja violence against each other. But anyway, it's still a family thing.
Right.
How much did you guys have influence on your actual characters? How much of them were written to you guys and your strengths? Like, what do you guys think?
I think that a lot was. Like I said, this was very well thought out. And I think what happens is we've all been to a lot of the conventions and we've all been on the show over varying times.
Mm-hmm.
The fan base has grown and everyone's always wanted to see something to that next level.
Elevated, yeah.
Elevated. So they're like, okay, let's make this with this kind of a movie. They developed the plot, and they just wanted to really grow it up. And so the characters were, I think, kind of based around us. I mean, there's some stuff we can't say that you added in. I'm sure you added in too within our characters, but they were pretty specific on they liked certain things.
Yeah, I mean, when they have the technician, I'm like, oh yeah, that guy's smart.
Right?
I love you, Izzy.
For me, the character is so different from what I normally play that I was delighted when Karen said, this is the one we were thinking of for you.
Right.
So when she sent me the script months ago, you know, like Jason said, this is so thought out. They've been working on this for, I mean, years.
So she's a lethal badass assassin. You're a very nice lady, and so she's ruthless.
Ooh, thank you.
Is what you're saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's awesome. She's tough. Crazy she's great. Eyes. She's amazing.
She looks
really fun trailer. Character to play.
Can we pull the trailer up, the one that they revealed?
Do they have it on the Indiegogo?
It's right on the Indiegogo, yeah.
Also, in the trailer, best part of it is that last shot.
You need to get up off of it.
Sorry.
Yeah, if you guys pull up the Indiegogo, we don't need the audio. I just want to see some of this stuff in action.
Yeah,
the next part of it gets released Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah. If you guys, so this campaign is still maturing. They're still
it's just a baby flower. Oh
look at that. Look so at when that. People donate, does it unlock more of the trailer? Does it unlock more of the things that we get to
no.
see?
Or?
No, they've had this planned out for when they release certain things.
Okay, cool. Uh-huh. If you, Geekscape, if you're watching this on Z Hollywood, then you're watching this trailer. And if you are not, you can go to.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
he really is a nice guy.
So we're watching this trailer right now. It's available on Indiegogo.com. Just search for The Order, and you guys can see this 3-minute trailer. But it's got some action in it. It's got some badass. They're like fighting through a homeless camp.
This
looks
is
like
a great shot. Right here.
They're fighting around a bunch of homeless
people. That's one of my
favorites,
you
too. Okay.
I sent that to you guys. I like, love that shot.
What are these people? Awesome.
Now, Aaron actually grew hobbies? That hair. In about 2 days,
for the part.
She did that. And that's one of her powers in this movie.
And I was really shot for the part right there.
Yeah.
That is cool.
And for everyone watching or everyone just listening, there is also a bunch of T-Rexes in the trailer.
There is a bunch
as
of
well as spaceships.
There's a bunch of level for the rocket skateboard.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things about this project
is
the fact that we actually get a chance to work together for the first time.
Because
we're all from different casts, and for us all to come together is pretty cool.
I just like that Aaron was doing like the pinwheel of death, a machine
gun. Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's what we like to call it, the pinwheel of death.
That was our version of the What's Up, Doc moment.
Oh, there's Azeem. He's on his ass again.
Ran out of carrots.
Just wait. You're going to see it all in the last shot, my friend. Last shot.
Azeem risks standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
Wait,
wait for it. Wait for it. I can't build this up enough.
We trailer.
Boom!
Oh,
that was me at the end. You see me?
I love the fact.
It was not.
For Geekscape, sorry. If you guys weren't watching it, it ends on a shot of Azeem missing his target.
Just ripping me apart.
Yeah, slicing not so nice. So you know,
couldn't hear the sound effect. Then you would have known that I hit him.
And then been like, fuck, where'd he go?
Yep. Yep, that's why we had to add in the blood.
No, that is an impressive trailer.
In the show?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, she's been holding back.
Fucking sweet.
Now she's like a sailor.
Yeah, I mean, I've been cussing the entire time.
And I've been cursed the entire time, but that's what we're talking about here. So that's a nice trailer. How long did it take you guys to put that thing together? Like, what was the process of putting that thing together?
The pre-production was probably about a couple of weeks, and then we actually shot the whole thing in three full days.
That is run and gun, dude.
It was. We had a terrific director, Mr. Wald.
And David the effects Wald. Are awesome.
Yeah.
I thought the effects were cool, like the bullet holes and something that looked badass.
Yeah.
You know, you got shot in the leg, no blood came out, but that may have to say more about the nature of
the
character.
It got hit in the sweater.
Yeah.
Bounced off the scarf.
You can hear sound effects.
Scarf.
Yeah, what would the sound effect for that be?
You have no blood. You're a vampire
That's
character.
Right, I am a vampire character.
Oh, man, come on, you can't give away the plot.
Vampires have blood. We've all seen true blood, right?
No.
I've seen it all. I have lived it. I'm trying. Wait, are we whispering now?
I don't know.
I see
we're like a CW show now.
It's like we have to whisper for it. The importance of the scene. I want to see everyone's eyes go really wide.
But the CW stuff, we have to shard it. Shard it. Shard it. Start it and shoot it. No, we have to start it as, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. I've gained this power, and now I have to do this. First, I was this, then this.
I'm going to show you the intensity and that I care.
All right, by the way, I sharted.
I don't know why, but I super got really into that. Yeah.
Geekscapists, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more on Geekscape. Yay! With the cast of the order.
Fuck.
Aaron, stop it.
You were just going buck like a chicken, right? You fucker.
All right. We're back here on Geekscape with the cast of the order. So who do we think for this? If we're a Power Ranger fan, like who are the masterminds behind this? Because, again, like that trailer, 3 days of production, that's insanity. Mm-hmm. And then putting this whole thing together, there's a lot of logistics. It's not like you guys got 3 Power Rangers together. You didn't get 5 Power Rangers together. You guys got a crap ton of Power Rangers. Yeah. Like, how many Power Rangers does it take just to replace? Never mind. You know, to replace there. A bad Lionsgate yeah. movie. No. How many Power Rangers?
A crap ton equals 18. This is for all by the world by definition.
So how many? Like, how did this whole thing come together? Like, how? Like, who are the masterminds behind this? Who we got to think?
I would say Karen Ashley and David Fielding.
And Johnny Young Bosch.
Yeah, too. Johnny Young Bosch.
I think it's really important to mention that those three have been working on it for years, really. And we got lucky enough to, I mean, they really worked on it hard, and they put this whole thing together, and then they sent it out to some of us and said, here's what we're
doing. We finally got font. We can go.
No joke.
The last holdout.
Can we see his dimples on these cameras?
I'd like to see him too, please.
Yeah.
Please reveal
my
dimples.
You're too busy for us, Font, but the rest of us kind of want to do this thing. The last holdout. I like that. And so you guys said you finished the movie. You think that this is maybe something that if the Geekscapists and the Power Ranger fans get behind and they get this thing funded, is there any chance this thing maybe gets a Comic-Con premiere next summer?
It'd be very cool.
Something that maybe we can see next summer, because I don't know. I mean, I am not familiar with the Power Rangers. I'm familiar with you guys, and we have Eric Francisco, who's our big Power Rangers expert at Geekscape, and he loves you guys. But
and then
Power Morphicon's later this summer, right?
Right. Yeah.
So August. Power Morphicon is here in August. Yeah. I'm going to come to that just to see you guys.
Good.
Yes,
but
you are.
But you guys have this thing, and as a Power Ranger fan, like I don't know what the temperature is of the fandom towards this Lionsgate movie. I honestly don't. Like, are they into it? Are they optimistic? I don't know.
I think people are excited about it. I'm excited about it because what it does is it's going to bring the franchise to a whole different generation, and it only has possibilities to grow even bigger.
And I mean, I'm being silly with it. I'm being critical. Yeah. But like, I'm probably going to see the movie.
Oh, absolutely. We're all going to see the movie.
I find it unfortunate that we're not part of it. I mean, that just seemed like it would have made sense to do kind of a handoff of some sort.
Right.
But, you know, maybe there's possibilities in the future. So we'll see.
As long as I keep my mouth shut and quit being so critical.
Yeah. As long as you start cursing on
Don't call her
on
Lemon
podcasts.
Lime Margarita. And maybe London.
Maybe.
You can be in it.
You can get kicked by Azeem Risk Factor in the movie.
You can be the technician. If you two believe.
I'm too dumb. Nobody would ever believe me. They'd be like, that guy doesn't know how to turn on his laptop.
Are you kidding me? Look at your hairdo thing.
Put glasses on him. He actually looks maybe smart. No. Yes. You think the Power Rangers, like, you can do both. You can watch the Lionsgate movie. Either you get what you want out of that thing or you don't, but then you come and you watch this thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Premiering next summer. Yeah, I'm putting the pressure on.
No, it's like we said with kind of PG-13 nature.
Right.
I think that the Power Rangers movie is really going to be fun because it is going to keep
that will be for kids.
Yeah,
it's going to be a PG movie. You think it's not going to be Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
No.
So.
Do we know that?
We're pretty sure because
I think it should
because
it's not just Lionsgate. It's Lionsgate and Saban.
Right.
And so I'm pretty sure they're going to keep it. I mean, who knows?
I am
the lead of the movie, so I know everything.
So I was a surprise.
I saw Walter
at WonderCon, and that was like the weekend that Batman vs. Superman opened, and I just kept thinking to myself, like, that 8-year-old kid walking down the aisle should have been able to see Batman vs. Superman. Like, we should not always go grim and gritty and real-world approach to superheroics. There should be hope, and there should be light to it, and Geekscape is, if you read comics, like, you know, DC is doing the whole rebirth thing, and I'm going to sit down with Ian Kerner here in a bit later this week and do a whole rebirth special, and we'll talk about the X-Men movie. But it seems like this whole approach to comic books and superheroics and kid fare has been like, how mature can we make it?
Yeah.
And now we're swinging the other way, being like, wait, that's not always right. And I do hope this Power Ranger movie brings in a whole bunch of new kids that are into this. And when they grow up, maybe they'll be mature enough to see this. That's the Order.
There you go.
And it's 7 sequels by that point.
And that's yeah.
And spinoffs. Cahill solo feature, and your character dies.
but your dimples stay alive.
Your dimples
forever.
Cybernetic dimples.
Yep. And his abs. Yeah. Yep.
His abs.
Haunt yeah. The dimple.
You know, I think that's good.
He dies while lovemaking. I'll just add that in there.
So. You know, this thing has been your thing, and you guys are pushing the Order, but, like, let's take a chance here at the end of the show to, like, talk about, like, what you guys are doing personally, individually. Like, anything you want to promote, like, throw it out here.
Sure. I'd love to promote something. There's a...
Ladies, I'm single.
Just yeah. Shamelessly...
I'm just gonna single!
Shamelessly promote her. There is a movie coming out in November, actually, that I have a small part in. Really excited for it to come out. It's called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, and the trailer
dude,
just dropped.
That awesome. Movie yeah.
Doesn't
looks
it not look amazing?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's Ang Lee,
Billy
dude.
Lynn's Long Halftime
dude,
Walk. Yeah,
Ang Lee's a hero of mine.
He is a hero of mine,
phenomenal.
Too.
Phenomenal.
I can't tell you, like, this is...
That trailer was gorgeous.
It was beautiful. And
Which one?
Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. It's Ang Lee's new
it's
movie.
It's about a kid who comes back from, like, the war. And
comes back
just
from Iraq.
Amazing.
You and were in that.
I was in it, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we shot... I was part of it for 2 weeks in Morocco.
Wow.
And when we came back, I remember there was just such this hole in my stomach. I was like, oh.
You came down from, like, this perfect
situation. Yeah, like, oh, what am I going
to
do
now?
Like,
how is the Order going to compare to that? It will compare. You need to donate.
It will compare. It will compare. The Order was the thing that was like, oh, yes.
I have reason to live again.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, we don't need to go down the dark road of depression.
They actually shot that whole sequence with, like, the tarps on the walls in Azeem's house. he's a squatter.
All right,
it's
guys,
cool.
I'm just gonna go find him.
We're gonna watch that movie. Walter, what you got going on? That you
I got a couple of projects I'm working on. Star Trek Captain Pike project with Austin St. John called Gideon's Frontier. Obviously, The Order, and I'm working on developing a show loosely based around my life as being a single dad, and you know. Television actor and ups and downs.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's exciting. I'm excited about that. It's still in the works. So
sure.
Just doing Comic Cons and making appearances.
You guys will be at Comic Con this summer, right?
Yeah.
If you are, let's hang out at the Geekscape booth.
Diego.
Come down.
Not
you're not going to do San Diego? You're too afraid of it?
I am. Yeah, last time I was there, I got the con sickness. So.
But whoever's in San Diego, come down to the Geekscape booth. Content. Sell your autographs. Meet some friends. Like, come do it. And Aaron, what you got going on?
I have 3 movies coming out this year.
Jesus.
One of them,
Achiever.
Azeem was feeling all good
Yay.
About himself.
Awesome. For like 2 seconds. Yeah.
Oh no, but mine are all indies, so like you should feel really. Well, no, except for the third. Okay, so one of them just premiered at the Vail Film Festival, but that'll come out short, small release in indie theaters like in LA and New York.
What's it called?
It's called Cut to the Chase, and I'm one of the leads opposite Blaine Weaver and Lindy Greenwood from Sleepy Hollow, and then, oh God, no. Lance Henriksen, thank goodness.
Wow, Bishop
yes.
himself.
That was he's
not
all,
bad
he's
for
great.
A human.
I didn't have any scenes with him, but like he's really good in the movie. I'm really proud of it. It's gritty. It's oh no, you guys are.
No, we're doing a Lance Henriksen shout out.
You can't tell, but we're playing footsie on
it's
the
his
team.
Line.
Oh,
it's
I can
his
tell.
His line from
oh,
Aliens.
I can tell.
Not bad for
it's
a
in
human.
Your face.
Anyway, so that's really good, and I'm really proud of that one. And then another one with Taryn Manning and Leslie Ann Warren and Brett Cullen.
Nice.
And I'm just part of the ensemble on that part of this. 8-person
sure.
family. And then that's called It Snows All the Time. It's about a family with Alzheimer's. Super depressing. And then the last one
the
is...
Entire the entire family has Alzheimer's?
What? That is ridiculous.
They can't,
hey,
they don't remember whose family.
On the bright side, they don't remember.
Yeah, Jesus.
That would be
Whoa.
The worst. Like the saddest
that,
movie
that
of all
went
time.
Dark
like cheaper
quick.
By the dozen of Alzheimer's.
Where'd we leave the house? I guess we got to move in with a Z.
Oh my God.
Guys, bathroom
come live
line with me.
Really
come
confusing.
I'm living the
yeah,
tarp.
Really confusing.
Do I have to go? Oh, I already did.
And what's the third one?
Oh, it's called Raven's Watch. You guys literally, I cannot remember. And I'm the lead of it opposite Eddie Gathegi from X-Men and Twilight. And
you guys, you know, casting directors, if you want Aaron Cahill to kind of promote your movie, just
next year she's going for 7
kind
movies.
Of, just
if
kind
you want
of
her
promote.
To semi-promote your movie.
Yeah, but for every ball you dropped, you caught it.
Yeah, you did catch it.
You're like,
you did catch it.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, what you got?
Okay, I'm never going after Aaron again. I'm doing a 5-person play in my backyard.
Yeah.
It opens next Friday. So the most.
Please tell me that's real.
No, but
I'll sell out your house, man. I'll make sure there are no tickets left to that 5-person
play. I'll tell you what. What we can say is Aaron and I did a film in Tokyo for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And it's what are we in June now?
Uh huh.
So it's, we were out there. How many people are listening to this?
No, I'm kidding. How many, 10, so you were out there for a while.
We did a film for.
Wait, can you what talk about this movie, or is it private? Is going to end up on,
like, don't live in fear. Well, that one. It's just a big. Spill everything.
It's a huge franchise that we're the two of the leads on.
That's cool.
It's the third installment of it, and we were in Tokyo for 3 weeks. We can announce it in July.
Okay.
But that's it.
So Jason will be at the Geekscape booth in July just to talk about. No.
Yeah.
But we did that film together, and that's right now. Coming out.
That's cool.
31st. Yeah. This won't be released till tomorrow. It's the 31st right now.
July.
July. I think it's June.
Don't get crazy.
Yeah, July.
We won't release this till July.
Actually, I shouldn't have said. Yeah.
Well, you know what? In July, but you guys can follow all these people online, and you know big. He's going to be big, blasting it. Yep. But till then, folks, you got to go to Indiegogo, and you got to find some of these perks for the order, and you can be part of the movie. And guys, the more you contribute, the more they're going to make this thing kick ass, and it'll help get it to your eyeballs. And I can't wait to see this thing, because that trailer actually looked really, really damn good. Up until that last shot, you had me. Geekscapists, if you want to listen to
that
us
was my death gargle.
Again, we'll be back next week here on Z Hollywood. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff, just like these folks.
That's
throw
right.
out your handles real quick.
Azeem Risk.
Walter E. Jones, Insta, Twitter, Facebook, fan page.
EJ Cahill on Instagram and Aaron Cahill Official on, I think, Twitter and Facebook and stuff.
Jason Font fan site on Facebook, the Jason Font on Twitter, and Jason Font on Instagram, and come see my 5-person play.
Yep.
yes, ma'am.
Wait, Aaron? No, go ahead.
And for Kenny, just going to say for Kenny Craig, so go for it.
Well, I just want to say on behalf of all of us, because we always thank we love our fans. We love you guys so much. And
even
thank
Eric
you for
Francisco.
Your support.
Gosh, he's amazing.
She gives great hugs.
Legend, actually. Yeah. He's a legend.
Mm. We'll see you guys at PowerMorphicon. We'll see Walter and whoever else wants to at San Diego Comic Con. And we'll see you guys next week here on Geekscape. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Peace out. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.